What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
This is a case of sad irony. So a person in their 30s in Texas has died from the coronavirus. This person was an outspoken conspiracy theorist. They thought that this whole thing was a bunch of malarkey, and they actually ended up going to a what they call a COVID-19 party, one of these things where somebody has COVID-19, so they all go there, and, you know, they kind of make a joke of it. First person to get COVID, be diagnosed with COVID-19 after the party gets a prize or whatever it is. Anyway, this victim... did die from the coronavirus from attending one of these parties. And the last words were, or one of the last words from the victim were, "I think I made a mistake. I thought this was a hoax, but it's not." Things are getting scary down in the States, man, with this coronavirus. Texas alone, where this person died, Texas alone has had 250,000 diagnoses. I can't remember. Whatever. A lot of those things, 250,000 people have fallen ill from COVID-19 or have been diagnosed. I shouldn't say fallen ill because some people don't get sick from it. And 3,100 people have died. Those are scary numbers compared to Canada. In Canada, we've had about 108,000 diagnoses countrywide, and we've had about 8,700 deaths. So again, and that's just Texas. That's putting out those numbers of 3,100 people dead and 250,000 people diagnosed with it. So in the States, Florida has had huge numbers. California's numbers keep going up and up and up as well. So it has a whole bunch of Canadians going, do we open the border? Do we even think about opening the border? July 21st is the deadline. And then after that, we need to extend it. And everybody's just saying it's a no-brainer that that's going to be done. And then you also see a lot of people driving around with American plates in Canada. And you go, well, how are they here? Now, I know some of them are snowbirds that drove back from the States that are Canadian, that drove back as soon as COVID-19 hit. So you can't be, if you see them, and I need to be clear here too. If you see American plates, don't think that they're American. They could be Canadian with an American registered vehicle or something like that. So don't jump on them or anything. But it does make you wonder, with all of these Americans coming up, I know a lot of them are saying, oh, we're going up to Alaska, and then they'll go on holidays in the mountains or things like that. Does it make you worried? Do we actually need to lock the border down until things get settled down there? So far, we don't seem to be affected too much by the American numbers. We're doing pretty good in Canada so far. So let's hope it stays that way. And if I were you, I wouldn't be making any recreational plans to travel to the States.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's being reported now that the Washington Redskins will no longer be the team's name as of today. It's expected that owners will be coming out today and saying that, they're done with it. And I mean, it's not a big shocker. Things have been getting pretty intense. The pressure on the Washington Redskins has been relentless, to say the least. It doesn't help when one of your team owners, a guy who owns 40% of the shares, is also the chairman of FedEx, and FedEx has actually come out and said that they don't approve of the Redskins' name. They also hold the naming rights of their stadium through 2027. So that might be a little bit of the pressure, but also recently Nike has announced they are removing all Redskins apparel from their website. Walmart, Target, Amazon, they've followed Nike's lead as well. So when you put that kind of financial pressure on a team, that makes them change their mind. Now, you would think that the name alone would make them change. And of course, recent events have, with the Black Lives Matter movement, you would think it would be a no-brainer to go ahead and do this. And I know there are a lot of people out there that are saying, oh, this is political correctness to the extreme. Is it, though? I mean, they're called the Washington Redskins. What could that be other than a racial slur? I don't know what that could be. So, yeah, I think it's about time that they do this. So we'll probably hear some sort of official announcement later on today. We don't know what the new name is going to be. They are expected to keep the burgundy and gold. The rumor is, well, I've heard Washington Warriors, but there seems to be a lot of buzz around the Washington Red Tails. That could be their new name. Named after the first African-American aviators in U.S. Armed Forces. So that's likely where they're going to go. Either way, you can expect the fallout from this over the coming days. There will be people that will be burning jerseys. You know that. There are going to be people that are going to use this as some sort of political soapbox. You know what? And there are also going to be the people that judge the team for saying, they're going to go up to him and they're going to say, well, why did it take you this long to change the name? You know what? If you wanted the name changed and then they're changing it, just shut up. It doesn't matter why they're changing the name. Yeah, like I said earlier, I mean, the name alone, the idea behind it should be enough to want to change it. But if that wasn't, then the financial pressure did it. It doesn't matter. The name is changed. Likely today we will hear some sort of announcement, but again, the official name change won't be, the official new name won't be announced until some sort of trademarking issues are settled.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So remember this track? It's called No Leaf Clover, and it's from Metallica. It was recorded on their S&M back in 1999. What's the S&M? Remember that? Well, that was when Metallica collaborated with the San Francisco Orchestra. And this was, I think, one of the only singles to come from that. No Leaf Clover is made specifically for the S&M performance. And S&M was this really weird thing. I mean, you get one of the world's heaviest bands at the time, a lot of people argue that. I should say one of the most popular heavy bands. There we go. To perform with an orchestra. It was just a weird idea. But it worked. And Metallica's S&M sold a huge amount of copies. In fact, Metallica's S&M was the very first DVD I ever owned. Back in 1999. So, they're doing it again. S&M 2 was recorded in San Francisco just, I think, last year. It was the first show at the new Oracle Center. And they are releasing it to the masses. We've been expecting it sometime this summer. And I have good news for you. This Wednesday, right here on The Wolf, you're going to hear the new lead single from Metallica's S&M. That's big. If you're a Metallica fan, this is something you should be excited for. I know I am. I find these symphony matchups to be extremely interesting. Once the S&M came out, Metallica S&M, it really opened the floodgates for other bands to do it. Like, throughout the early 2000s, it's almost like every major rock band did one. Released a collaboration with some sort of symphony. And Metallica, I mean, their business model, pretty good. I mean, these guys, they've survived a lot. They've been through a lot, despite their big mouths. And especially in that late 90s, early 2000 era, when Lars was heavy on the old Napster kick, they still survived it with this Metallica S&M. So I look forward to hearing it. You're going to hear it here on The Wolf. Again, new Metallica from S&M 2 coming up this Wednesday morning.
You have questions, we have answers.
What's the deal with belly dancers?
Does 5G cause lethal cancer? Every day, Q&A. Need advice or have a query? Send a text, we'll have a theory. 936-WOLF, we're like Siri. Every day, Q&A!
Interesting questions coming in today. Scott, is a hot dog a bologna sausage or is a bologna a hot dog pancake? Oh man, I don't know. So let me get, is a hot dog a bologna sausage or is bologna a hot dog pancake? Well, I'd have to say a hot dog's probably a bologna sausage. Because there's argument that a pancake has nothing to do with meat. You know? Or is bologna hot dog bacon? Oh my goodness, Scott. You've opened Pandora's box. I don't have an answer for that. I would go with bologna sausage. Another question coming in today. What should I wear today? Well, I'd say a solid combination would be a No Fear t-shirt, wallet chain, hammer pants, high tops. Confident. Just wear confidence. Hey, Chad, why are shower farts worse than normal farts? Yeah, I'm not a scientist. I don't know the exact reason for that. I'd have to say it's probably got, you know, no filter. You're not wearing shorts or pants or anything. You know? Also, that warm air probably doesn't help. What's something everybody looks stupid doing in public? I always laugh when I see people looking in mirrors at like department stores. When they'll take like a t-shirt or something and they'll like drape it over their body like they're wearing it in front of the mirror. There's no way to make that look cool. And also rollerblading. If I see people rollerblading, I think that's something everybody looks stupid doing in public. Chad, do you have any nicknames for coworkers?
Yeah,
none that are clean enough for radio. But I'm trying to actually drop nicknames because I feel as I'm gearing up, as I'm getting closer to 40 here, I'm starting to think nicknames seem inappropriate at a certain age. Although I've always been, like, Ballsy's a nickname, I guess, right? But his last name is Ball. And I've always kind of just called people by their last names. That's generally what I do. But, I know a lot of people have nicknames for me. You know, like Defendant. That seems to be a common one.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
This is why you shouldn't run. It's unsafe for you to go out for a jog. Okay, I'm kidding. But this lady was out on a jog in the Glacier National Park. Where is that? Is that in the States? I think it is. Anyway. She's out for a jog with her friends, and she's leading the pack. I think she's kind of teaching them how to, you know, be a runner, that kind of thing. And she comes around a corner on a trail, and she runs into a bear. Like a bear. She runs into it, and of course she catches the bear off guard, too. And they actually end up going for a little bit of a tumble. They roll down a hill together and come to a stop. Luckily for her, the bear decides to take off as well. So the bear runs in the other direction. She runs away. And she's just got minor injuries. But I know the question is, does the bear crap in the woods? But that day, I'm guessing she definitely did too.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
The ticks are really, really bad right now. I thought the warm weather chased them off. But that's, I guess, not a thing this year. They are still all over the place, and it makes you cringe when you go out, right? Like, I just don't like to hang out around the, like, around brush, or like, I won't lie down on grass or anything this time of year. Ticks, they've always kind of given me the willies. And it's crazy because, you'll watch all these nature documentaries, or you'll see these things about the Amazon where there are these things that, you know, will swim up pee streams into your urethra or whatever. You know, yeah, gross, right? Those parasites, You'll hear about those all over the world. And you go, oh, God, thank God we don't have to deal with things like that. But yet, where we live, there are literally insects that burrow into your skin, feast on your blood, and leave behind horrific disease. We live here. We deal with that. Enjoy your day.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.